The Molotov Mouth's Outspoken Word Troop is a group of seven authors, two of whom join us today, performing literary manifestos with the goal of social justice. Gentrification, poverty, race, disability, and discrimination are just a few of the topics passionately explored through spoken word performance by this revolutionary Bay Area group. The San Francisco-based performance poetry team was formed three summers ago, co-founded by James Tracy, and the group has now published a book called Molotov Mouths, Explosive New Writing. And now it's my pleasure to present Molotov Mouths.
Okay, everybody, before we share our poetry, we want you to hear this poem from another member of our collective who couldn't be here. It was a poem that she wrote to her brother when he was considering going into the military, and it worked. It kept him out of the military.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Dear brother.
Check six.
Your pictures popped up on my dresser, cloudy gray eyes with a perpetually messed up hair but a half sarcastic smile. You defended me throughout our childhood, against our mother, against our father, against all the kids in the neighborhood. You'd come home with a ripped shirt, broken bone, black eye, and say it was nothing, nothing. Don't worry about it. So I know when a recruiter calls you, like so many other high school seniors, you want to answer yes because you want to protect somebody. You don't want mom shamed for what she can't pay for, so you say you'll enlist, be a proud third-generation Marine, or you'll take an ROTC college scholarship, if you can get it, promising 8 years of service for 4 years of tuition. And you probably secretly feel proud you'll be protecting your country. Imagine yourself evacuating Americans from some conflict-driven region or helping refugees across a river. Baby brother, every night I go to sleep with those eyes comforting me from my dresser, and I don't want an Afghani daughter to wake up in terror to those same eyes. I don't want an 18-year-old Iraqi soldier's plans for college and career erased by the path of a missile you launched, because brother, the FBI doesn't monitor our family for deadly kitchen conversation. You don't get pulled off planes for having blonde hair and a Southern California accent, but we have to consider who's the real terrorist risk here. We argue and argue till you clench your jaw and look away. I know you well enough to read, I gotta do what I gotta do in the set of your lips. But I can't get that Afghani girl out of my head. Every day I open the paper, read the latest atrocities, imagine what will it be like to read the regiment number and find that was my baby brother who burned that village. Yes, my brother arrested all the young men in town and sent them to barbed wire ring detention camps. Yes, my brother did that. I imagine reading Marine Killed in Conflict and staying up all night by the phone, praying for it not to ring that terrible, final ring. I can't call George W. and tell him what I think of his genocidal schemes. I can't get Rumsfeld or Ashcroft on the phone to say, don't play young boys' lives like poker chips. I can't knock on Sharon's door and ask when he'll be leaving Palestine, but I can ask you to reconsider participating in their plans. Brother, you've got to do what you've got to do, and I respect that, but I pray you'll choose to find any other way, because these choices are what we have to fight back with, because you have the most gorgeous gray eyes I've ever seen, but that beauty depends on who's looking and when, because your wanting to do right doesn't mean you won't do wrong. I'm begging you, baby brother, please reconsider.
Flag, 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 become
a rag
again.
A year ago, we hurled our poetry up against the wall of the San Francisco Italian consulate.
Flag,
we threw accusations and exhortations. Assassinos, assassinos, assassinos against an old,
become a rag again. Become a rag again, so the poorest of the poor can hold you. Universities, get out of the anti-war teaching business. Academies, get out of the anti-war teaching business. I'm going to teach this anti-war teaching at the Veterans Administration Hospital in room 104. John Johnson, a man whose addiction shot a Ho Chi Minh trail right through his body because heroin was the only thing that could beat the pangs of manifest destiny from him. And in room 127, Raphael Franklin Gonzalez, there's a phantom itch where that leg used to be. And in the courtyard, the unknown soldier sits in a wheelchair and screams and screams and screams and screams and screams the cries that should be heard throughout this nation. Flag, 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 become a rag again. Leroy.
War, torture, poverty, pollution, increasing disabled population, no rehabilitation, no medication, no education. The poorest of the poor. Government doesn't need you anymore. War-torn countries create lack of mobility. Limbs blown to pieces. Care miss a non-moving target. Don't you get it? We are becoming a disabled world nation. Police brutality and government sanctions are the womb of this creation that raped and impregnated with greed and corruption, passed down policies and charities so liberals can make money off disability and poverty. The majority of disabled world nations are in third world countries where disabled children die before they are 20. Millions are struggling in war and peacetime, while the United Nations celebrates disability awareness. Many become disabled because of the UN's lack of action, missiles and chemical warfare, no health care or welfare. The only occupation is begging, forced to rely on your enemies to bring economic stability. Foreign laws, theories, and therapy invading third world countries. The disabled world nation has the numbers, but lacks political and economic power. Different countries with the same story, walking on landmines. War disables the body, soul, and mind. No vaccine for common illness. Police, boom, boom, shooting people with mental illness, all die because of lack of humanity. Children playing in the rubble, stepping on their parents' dead bodies, have to deal with war, poverty, and disability with no family. Developed and underdeveloped countries have many things in common. Under the disabled world nation, institutionalizing segregation, malnutrition, misrepresentation, and pity, mold, form, and display by the media. Gifts and donations don't trickle down to the needy. We aren't even in control in our own organization. Who will break this cycle? Nothing about us without us. A slogan held up high by disabled South Africans, but their voices are buried by day-to-day struggles. Who will take a stand against war on a disabled platform? Radicals and revolutionaries go against the norm. Leaders of the disabled world nation are lukewarm, scattering for food droppings. The disabled world nation treated worse than animals, exploiting their disabilities so they can eat, crawling on their hands and knees, because technology, it's not even a dream. Living on a different type of plantation in which the government, sometimes our parents, and yes, our own organizations are the masters. I can go on, but this shit is getting depressing. It's time to stop the growth of the disabled world nation. James.
Leroy, put your hands together. Calling it out. Okay, this is an audience participation piece about George Bush. Yeah. I want to really quickly say that the alternative to George Bush, the short-term alternative, you make your mind up whether you vote for Kerry or Nader or whatever. The long-term alternative to all this crap that we've done is people getting organized, people fighting for liberation, so we don't have to ever ask about the lesser of three bozos. So when I say Bush who, you say
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
I can't hear you. Bush who?
Bush two.
King George II, rumored, prophesied by Nostradamus as the village idiot. He sings an executioner's song. That hangman of Texas wouldn't be sad if Rosa Parks herself died of a lethal injection. Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who? Knick-knack, paddywhack, remember he bombed Iraq as soon as he took the oath. This George Bush is natural born killer, that is. Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who?
Bush two.
His empire is of oil and gold, nuclear power so we can all glow. He brings back Star Wars, his empire just takes back. He is close encounters of a bell curve unkind. Bush who?
Bush two.
Bush who? Bush who?
Bush two.
We pledge allegiance to the United States of virtual unreality. We pledge allegiance to the Republic of shopping carts. We pledge allegiance to the home of, health care. We pledge allegiance to forced sterilization. And we pledge allegiance to their forced breeding. We pledge allegiance to McPrisons. We pledge allegiance to McMedicare. We pledge allegiance to, didn't know it was just a wallet. We pledge allegiance to the food stamp vanishing like the last great Buffalo because of Bush who?
Bush 2.
We're going to beat, defeat Bush 2 and all who come after.
Haiti. Haiti. San Francisco, New York, Chicago. Lays brown, broken bodies. Here I stand. But I'm not Paul Robeson, surrounded by brown, broken bodies. Battalion bullets face blue on brown skin. Bruises oozing. Words can't run anymore. Bones snap by the swing of batons. Four wheels equals wheelchair. Brown, broken bodies are one thing, but brown, broken souls are deadly. No rehabilitation. Now he's weak, physically and mentally. Heads hang down low. He is still young, but he feels and looks old. Here I stand, holding brown broken bodies on my back. A broken soul fills up my heart, giving me a motherfucking heart attack. Wheelchair crutches, canes, and schizophrenic minds. Ex-soldiers are now ex-residents. Living on the outskirts of the communities, picking up faces from the ground. But for what? To see more oppression, to hear racist comments, to feel systematic blows, to stare down the barrel of a gun held by a black and blue uniform, to beg for fair change, Mother Nature looks better than man society. Here I stand with books entitled Why We Can't Wait, and here I stand. What are you on Malcolm X's birthday? Brown bodies are being abused, going back into time to where's Harry Tubman, because we had dug up Master, and now he's in the White House again. Both George Washington and George Bush have a lot in common. Finishing the King Alfred plan. James Byrd, broken body, did not create domestic war. But broken bodies in New York and Washington are being used to save more bodies in the battle. Creating more broken bodies than mine. Here I stand, shot on an isolated island, sitting on the SOS to the motherland. Marcus Garvey, I want to go home. Even in Africa, brothers' bodies are being broken. A disabled world nation, and I'm their spokesman. But the world won't give me a mic. So I write with my brother's blood. They speak to me when it's quiet at night. My book is their flood. It is a flood of their wants, needs, anger, and talents. Brown, broken bodies run to be scattered all over the world. But their thought patterns are unified. For it seems as a soul together, creating a warm blanket, cradling newborns while covering brown, broken bodies. James.
So I have a question for you. Are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight for justice?
Yeah.
Are you ready to build unions?
Yeah.
Are you really ready to end this war?
Yeah.
Fight against racism and white supremacy?
Yeah.
Get rid of that little patriarchy thing?
Yeah.
All right. Ready to clean some air?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Because we know, like Macedo said, we make the road by walking. So be kind to each other as you do this, because we know the left can fight ourselves better than we can fight the right right now. So, which is why we turn to poetry, because when we turn to poetry, we can start talking about the common visions and the common threads in between our struggles. Suddenly, labels like Trotskyite, anarchist, Democrat, Green Party,
Black Panthers,
all those labels, although they're important, don't mean as much because we start communicating on a different level. So, this one's about teaching class. It's called The Political Economy of Teaching Class. Each day you write instructions about what it takes to survive in a world like this. Guerrilla, street corner, capitalism, and county jailhouse justice. But when you can't even make it back from lunch without being stopped by the police, how am I, the teacher, supposed to get up in front of class and say with a straight face that this U.S. Constitution provides us all with certain inalienable rights? At this poetry is spoken, sometimes without the speakers even knowing it. Ebonics meets the Manong and Spanglish arrests the Queen's English, and the school always finds its teacher. Even at 3 a.m., my phone rings. A student demands an audience for a piece about how one more strike and he's out, and life is not a ball game, so don't try to play me. And what will happen to the fiance and the baby? He says, hey, teacher, won't you put my poem up on the wall? So if I do more years than Mumia Abu-Jamal. At least there's proof. At least they know I got my education. But what he really wants to know, if it's in proper grammatical form, and are we literate yet? So I go back to sleep, so afraid that there is no judge or jury left in this land, soft for ghetto poets and housing project profits. And how do you explain the political economy of a city that just does not want its children anymore? Because instead of homework, she brings in an eviction notice, and there's hardly anything they'll teach you here in college that will prepare you for days like these. But every Friday, 3:15, the words of the ascended most wise Saint Tupac Shakur of the Church of the Could Have Been, Should Have Been, Might Have Been ring out. Keep your head up leads into later, teacher. Have a good weekend, and don't let the bullshit get you down.
You know what? I'm a different kind of disabled person. I'm not no fucking Jerry Lewis kid. I'm definitely not no Christopher Reeves. This is Leroy.
Leroy.
This is called Fighting, Teaching, and Healing. America preaches integration, but practices segregation. George Washington had a plantation. He left us in a fucked up situation. California is still reacting to Pete Wilson. 38 years living under oppression. No wonder there is war in this nation. Poets need to get out of frustration. Give me a mic, no more waiting. Black and disabled, teacher and warrior, poet and activist, fighting and teaching in this revolution. War is 24/7. Unstrap with my AK-47. I will fight until I wake up in heaven. Beat down by race and disability discrimination. War is a bitch. Burying my sisters and brothers in a ditch. while dot coms are getting rich. Can you understand my reaction? Give us the stage. This war will make you think. Delivering a healing message to the masses. No more bullshit. We are taking action. Revenge is sweet. James Tracy, it's time to speak. Our arts will make you weak. Only love, no competition. Stiff in a coffin. But Leroy's ha 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 laughing. Because this war has no ending. Only the dead holds the solution. James.
We'd like to thank all the organizers because we know that most of the hard work doesn't happen from those of us who always take the mic. So we'd also like to thank the sound people, Victoria, and everybody who put a lot of hard work into this.
Thank you.
Today, if you found something you didn't like about this conference, you better volunteer for the next one and keep your mouth shut until then. All right? This one, think about the world after capitalism, after racism, after sexism, after homophobia, after environmental destruction, and you'll get the gist. I got the honor of going to Brazil for free, and I had a strange hallucination down there, so this is about that hallucination. We walk miles strong through the streets of Porto Alegre, Brazil. The world's languages fly into the air and dance like a butterfly in courtship or the Tower of Babel reconstructing itself from the ground up. This is the country of the movement of the landless workers, a country of cautious hope now because Brazil is in a dance, not a tango or an easy two-step, more like capoeira. A graceful swing could kick the system in the cojones and throw the country of Paulo Freire into a death stumble. The ghost of Allende and the voice of Pinochet are found everywhere here. Red flags, black flags, red flags, black flags, red and black flags. Walking past the stadium, it's easy to get drunk on all of this because it tastes exactly unlike the drink we usually sip. Too easy to think that revolution has already won instead of always running, and too easy to fool oneself that all we have to do is walk backwards, backwards from a glorious future until today. I let myself believe that war is no more, since this war doesn't exist on the faces around me, and Zapatistas can finally take off their masks and share their smiles with the world. Lungs are filled by songs, fueled by clean oxygen, not screams, fueled by crack cocaine or the juice of toxic racism. And in this magical, magical world, Israel and Palestine just worked it all out. The WTO, the IMF, the SOA, the FBI, the SFPD, the Santa Cruz PD just went out of business. Segregation! Segregation is now confined to a strict separation between cockroaches and people in the former slums and shanty towns and projects. And work as we knew it is ended until work becomes more like play, until work becomes the task of rebuilding this broken, broken world. The big strike has been extended indefinitely to give everyone a chance to rest from too many long hours, a retroactive weekend for us all, over and over and over again. And the only intelligence agents will need is having the intelligence to know that the annual rituals of assassination, economic sabotage, and playing the manifest destiny card over and over and over again is just plain wrong. Too many live life under the volcano waiting for the eruption. Too many settle for just crumbs and live in the margins. And even our imagination has gone down for the count. Our third eye is so badly bruised and bleeding, blackened, that we forget that there may just be. Yes, I know that in my heart there is life after capitalism.
Dame.
Take it home, Leroy.
Dame. Oh my God, I feel constipated. Oh shit. Swallow, swallow. No time to chew. Faster, faster. No time to digest. Information in seconds. Fast food, fast computer. Swallow, swallow. No time to think. Mainstream news and .com culture. Hold up. Shot 19 times. Time to move on. No time to digest the facts. Swallow, swallow, white history, Christopher Columbus, Kennedy, Princess Diane, Bush, and Clinton, open up wide, more and more. Don't you dare choke. Swallow, swallow, stuff like a turkey. Are you constipated? Swallow this, oh wait. Yeah, I feel better. You know what goes in must come out.
All right. We're going to take up 3 more minutes of your time and do some short poems.
I got t-shirts here.
Yeah, buy these great t-shirts with Naked
$10. All right. And we got books.
We have 2 books because my publisher's on deadline and she didn't return my phone calls to get more books. So we're published on Manic D Press. You support your local bookstores, even though you can still find our stuff on Amazon or all that type of stuff. But if you got to order online, go from Powell's because they're union. So, all right. If you're a revolutionary, it's a prerequisite that you have a sense of humor about your own self. This one's called A Million Revolutions. Walking in circles, I picket myself. Do not patronize self, unfair to self and others. Boycotting myself like a common field strawberry because I will not buy my own bullshit anymore. Leading a sit-down strike in my own room until better living conditions are achieved. And washing my Molotov mouth out with soap for kinder and gentler dialogue. Stepping outside and smiling because this earth is moving a million revolutions a minute.
You want me, I want you, so what's up? I got the knowledge, you have a position, so what's up? You are a millionaire, I'm on welfare, so what's up? I got a wallet, you got a gun, so what's up? You have a publishing company, I got a book, so what's up? I am homeless, you are a landlord, so what's up? We can go on and on, but at night we can't sleep, because we both know. What's up?
That's what's up. Thank you very much. Fight a revolution or something.
Hey, come on, guys. Give it up for him again. Awesome. Come on, man. Thank you, Molotov Mouth.